Last week we spoke about a tree that's hanging over a neighbor's yard, dropping leaves or sap. The roots could be ruining the neighbor's well. And we spoke about the right that the neighbor has to prevent himself from getting damaged. And we presented this rule that we pass on like Rav Yossi from the Gemara, that whenever there's a conflict of interest between two neighbors, one person is putting something in his yard which could potentially damage his neighbor, the rule is al hanizik lahachik et atmo. It's incumbent upon the one who's being damaged to move away his property to see that it's not damaged. Let him move his well somewhere else. Let him take care of himself, and not, he has no right to prevent a neighbor from doing a legitimate action in his yard. And we said, assuming that the damage doesn't happen right away, in this case, that he plants the tree, the branches will take years before they start growing over to the yard, the roots will take years before they start damaging the underground wells. So in that case, the neighbor has the right, the house owner has the right to plant the tree in his yard, and his neighbor can't prevent him from doing that. The person being damaged does have some rights, and that is that when the roots are coming to cause damage, he's allowed to cut off the roots before they cause that damage, or he's allowed to cut off the branch that's preventing him from plowing his yard, or maybe if the branch is hanging over dropping leaves, he can cut that branch off to stop the leaves from dropping into his yard or onto his roof or someplace that's inconvenient for him to clean up. He does have that right to do it, but he cannot pass the charge on to the owner, because once again, the rule is it's up to the nizik, the one being damaged, to prevent himself from becoming damaged, and the owner of the house, as long as he's doing something legitimate in his property, he has no obligation to prevent that.
But he can only cut the branch to the property.
He can only cut the branch that's necessary to prevent the damage, even if it's over the line, as long as it's preventing damage. So this week we're going to talk about a similar case, and we'll see if there's a difference, and that is a very common case, that a person has a tree, and over the course of years it started growing into the street, into the sidewalks, into the street, and it causes difficulty for people to walk by, or the cars get scratched as they drive by the branches. And the question is, do the passers-by have the right to trim those trees? I know in this neighborhood, not far from here, there is a sign up, wanted, the person who maliciously cut down my branches on my tree in the middle of the night, that coward should please admit that what he did and compensate me. Right? So does the person, the owner of the tree, have the right to put up, he has the right to put up such a sign, but the coward that did cut down the tree is even clear to tell the owner that he's the one that did it and compensate him. And that could be a valuable tree. It could be sometimes when you cut off that branch, you know from your children that sometimes they climb on trees and those trees don't support weight, and that could end up causing the tree to die even. So do you have the right to cut down that branch that's in your way when you're walking by? Do you have to go around? And you have no right to cut down the branch.
I could go around off the sidewalk,
right,
and not get my suit.
That's right. So do you have the right to cut off the branch? That's the shaila tonight. So here we have a famous Mishnah. Mishnah in Bava Basra, just to get the context, the one Mishnah we saw last week is Chav Zayin on the days. The Mishnah we learned last week said, Ilan Shunota the Sadei Chaveiro, if the tree's bending over his friend's field, Kotzis Malay Mardeya, you're allowed to cut enough for the plow to go through Agavi Machresha. Right, that's what we learned last week. That was the Mishnah. The next Mishnah says like this. Ilan, on the handout we have it, Ilan Shunota the Rishus HaRabim, a tree that's tilting over, extending over the Rishus HaRabim, over the street, Kotzeit Kireshi HaGomel over the Rofo. He can cut it so that a camel and its rider can pass underneath it without getting scratched up from the branches. Like the Chora, the person can duck, but Tana Kama holds, as long as he's riding the camel and he'll get hit by the branch, you're allowed to cut off that branch to prevent damage or inconvenience to the passersby.
Why does it say the rider may cut?
Oh, so that's a good question. Who's the one that could cut off the branch? Now, if we look at the Mishnah from last week, which is not on the handout, but the one I just read, we said a tree that was built, hanging over his over a neighbor's yard, you cut the amount you need to get the plow through. Now, who does the cutting over there? So, pashtus, it's the person, the neighbor, the person who being damaged. He's the one that has the right to cut the branches that are in his way, right? Because he can't force the person to chop down the tree. That we learned. It's up to the nizik to be machmir chasasmo, just like in the previous Mishnah, huh? Okay, well, I'm just going through the context, through the lashon. So in the previous Mishnah, Ilan Shanota, the son of Chayyur, Kotes Malamardeya, it was a neighbor who's being damaged, who is the one that can cut for the plow, for his plow to go through. So when you get to this Mishnah, you say, Ilan Shanota, Shusarabim, Kotes, Kidei Shiehe, Gomov, Verokwa. So, Kotes, who's doing the cutting? The one being damaged, Lachoro. He can cut it in order that the camel and the rider could get through. What bothers me, though, and which maybe might be a raya not that way, is who's the one being damaged? L'chor, the one being damaged is the person riding the camel. So he says like this, Kotzeit k'dei shehei gomol over, so the camel could go v'rofo with its rider. So who's doing the cutting? The person on the, it didn't say you can cut it in order that you and your camel could go through. It says one can cut it so that a camel and its rider can go through. So there's three possibilities. It either means the owner of the house has to cut it, right? The homeowner, the tree owner, has to cut the tree so a camel and its rider could get through. The second possibility is a vigilante walking the street doesn't like it. He's a little short guy, he has no problem walking through, but he knows his friend has a big camel and he's tall, so he can cut it in order that his friend with his camel could go through. And the third shot is lavdafka, means that you're going through and you're riding the camel, you can cut it off in order that the camel and its rider, meaning you, can pass through. Those would be the three possibilities. The truth is, the last two possibilities are probably equivalent. I mean, if it bothers someone, it probably doesn't make a difference who cuts it down. It's a nuisance in the street, so it would probably be okay for anyone to cut it down. But
because a nuisance is for prevention for later on.
No, it's a nuisance right now. Right now it's a nuisance. It happens to me that I don't mind ducking, but I know that everyone walks by.
For the future.
Even now, there's 10 of us walking down the street right now, and I see I could cut through, but behind me is someone who's 6'6", and he's going to bang his head, so I could cut it down. Now, the first pshat, there would be great ramifications. The first pshat would be saying, not like we said last week, the first pshat would be saying that the owner has to cut it down. But the owner, the other way to learn the Mishnah is say, kotzeitz. I left it he. I said he may cut off, I didn't say who. Is it he may cut off, or he must cut it off? Is it the person, the passerby cutting it off in order that he won't have any difficulty going through, or is it the tree owner must cut it off in order to prevent a nuisance to the public? So let's see where the Shulchan Aruch puts it. The Shulchan Aruch is exactly the sif after the halacha we had last week about a tree extending over to a neighbor's yard. So the next halach is Ilan Shehu Nota L'Shusha Rabim. If the tree is extending to the public domain, Kotzeitz K'deishi Yehagomo Over Berofo. One cuts it in order that the camel should go with its rider. Now this Darkei Mishpat, the contemporary sefer, says that from the Hemshech of the Mishnayos, right, this follows the previous Mishnah. The previous Mishnah said Kotzeitz meant the one being damaged, the neighbor, can cut off the offending branches. So this Mishnah also means the one going by can cut off the offending branches. Right, that's what we could say. I have a discussion of Gomo V'Rochbo. Well, the Meiri isn't bothered by that lashon. The Meiri says clearly on this Mishnah, Ilan Hanotel Shusaradin, the trees hanging over to the street, until it's messing up the people that are the passersby. Hareha over a passerby yochol lokos min ha'anofim ha'tachton. He could cut down the lower branches. Ashihei gomel berocho olav yichol lavar. Until the camel and its rider on top of it will be able to go, b'kumetz kofa, sitting up straight on the camel without having to duck. So the Meiri clearly says it's the passerby doing it. Now, to me, it would seem he's saying that you don't have to be the person being hurt. You can cut it off because you want to help out the rabbin in order that the person behind you should be able to get through. That, I think, would be the pashut pshat in the Mishnah. Maybe it means that you who are being damaged should cut it off, and it's lav dafka roch lo. But this is the way he puts it. Just reading the Meiri, it seems like that later on in Taf Samach, he also says a similar halacha. Even a yosef shesrab, we'll see this on the handout. A tree that's in the public domain, shereshoyin lokus ba'anava, people are allowed to cut its branches. Ad kadeshi yaver gama v'rochva, enough that a camel and its rider could go through. So that seems to be the pashtus. The halacha would be simple, just like last week we said, if your tree is extending over to your neighbor's yard, he can't force you to cut down the tree because you had the right to plant it when you planted it, but he has the right to cut down the offending branches that are dropping leaves or causing damage to his, that he can't plow his field normally. You have that right to do it to prevent the damage, but you can't force the owner of the tree to cut it down. So the same thing will be over here if it's extending over to the street so that the people can't walk down Smith Avenue because my bushes are in the way. So you have the right to cut down those twigs that are sticking out into the street, but you can't force me to do it because when I planted it, it was fine. Now it's bothering you, so you have the right to cut it down to prevent that those branches from bothering you. So that would be the simple halacha. However, it's not so simple because there's another sugya in Chesus Chabatim, Dav Samach, the Maisa Shalayer of Yanai, Havelei Ilon Hanotel Roshus Haravim. Rav Yanai had one of these trees that was extending over to the Roshus Haravim. Havel Gavat, Havelei Nami Ilon Hanotel Roshus Haravim. There was another person in the town that also had a tree going out into the Roshus Haravim. They were going out to the public domain, interfering with the people passing by. Also b'nei Roshus Haravim, the public came, people came and said, we don't like the fact that, not to Rav Yanai, to the other person, we don't like the fact that your tree is extending out into the street, it's bothering people going by. So Aslan coming to Rav Yanai, they go to the Rav, they go to a posik and they ask who's right. So they came before Rav Yanai to ask him the halacha. Unbeknownst to them, l'chor, the Rav Yanai also had a tree that was guilty of that same crime. So Amalei Rav Yanai said, Zeal, actually, they both didn't come. He came to ask a shayla. Right? The person with the tree went to Rav Yanai to ask a shayla. It wasn't a din Torah. He was just coming to ask a shayla, which he should do. Because once again, even though for a dinei Torah, you need to have both parties come, but just like yes, shaylas in Orech Chaim, what time should I daven, or is this pat kosher? You also ask Chosh and Mishvah Shailas, you know, I have this issue, if people are complaining about my tree, do I have to do anything about it? Then you ask a Shaila. It could be that even if you get upset, they'll disagree with you and take you to the Torah afterwards, but you ask your Shaila what you should do. So Rav Yanai said, Zil ha'inna, go away now, the Salamach will come back tomorrow. I don't want to answer you now. Belila, late that night when it was dark, Shadar Katsi Leho Didei, Rav Yanai went down and cut down his own tree. Right? Because he also had his branches hanging out over the street. And the next day, that person came back to him and asked him what he should do. Is he obligated to cut down the tree so that the people can pass by without interference? Amar Le, Rav Yanai said, Zeal coats, go cut down the tree. Amar Le, so the person came back to Rav Yanai, answered back to Rav Yanai, Hamar Nami Islay. I wasn't such an innocent reason why I was asking you. Why did I ask you? Because I know you also have a tree hanging over the street. So I was asking you, do I have to do anything with mine? Amalei, Rav Yanai said back to him, Rav Yanai was smart, he knew what was happening. Amalei said, Zeal, Chazi, go look. E, Kosti D, if mine is cut down, Kosti D, cut down yours. E, Lo, Kosti D, if mine's not cut down, then Lo, So, Kosati, you don't have to cut down yours. So So, of course, the end of the story is he went and saw his was cut down, and he, Rabbi Yonah's was cut down, so he cut down his tree also. So that's the end of the story. But when we read this story, we have a major problem, because we just finished being medayik in the Mishnah from the context. It seems to be that just like if my tree is going over my neighbor's yard, I'm not mechuyev to stop it. It's the neighbor who has the right to cut down the offending branch. So we say the same thing. If my tree is going over to the street, I have the right to, the passerby has the right to cut down the tree, but I, the tree owner, don't have an obligation to stop it. I don't have to stop it myself. So over here, why is it the Rav Yanai? Not only the Rav Yanai cut down the tree himself, but he also paskin for this other person that you have to cut down your tree, your branches, not the tree, but you have to cut down the offending branches also. So stira to this halacha that we learned, and it's such a strong stira that the Chelkos Yaakov says that there's a difference between Rav Yanai's case and the halacha we learned last week. So here we're talking about a nuisance to the public. And we're talking about a nuisance to the public. You, the tree owner, have an obligation to prevent that nuisance by cutting down your by cutting down those offending branches. Last week we were talking about you were just bothering a private person, a single person. So there, the law is you don't have any obligation to cut down the tree yourself. If it bothers him, let him take the time and expense to cut down the branches. Imre Yaakov, in his Pirush on the Baal Tanya and the Shulchan Aruch, he also says the same halacha. Mishpat Torah, Rashi says the same halacha, and they support it from another Gemara. Let's see this other halacha, and we'll just get one more piece, one more Gemara, one more Mishnah and Gemara, and then we'll see. We'll put it all together. There's another halacha earlier in Chilal Yachbar like this. Marchikin es ha'ilan. We're doing tree law here. Marchikin es ha'ilan. There's a rule. This is nothing to do, the Ritva says, nothing to do with damage, but there's a certain amount of aesthetics that we want to have in our cities. This, we'll see it's mainly in Eretz Yisrael, according to most poskim, most have shown them. The city should be look aesthetic. So because of that, make sure the tree is more than 25 amas away from the town. You're not allowed to plant any trees within 25 amas of the town. If it's a carob or sycamore tree, which we learned last week, they have more spread out branches and roots. Chamishim ama, you have to go 50 amas away. Abba Shaul says, Kol ilan sra chamishim ama. Any tree that does not produce fruits, you have to keep 50 amas away. They're not pretty to be near a city. Keep them far away from the city. Now the Mishnah continues. What happens if someone did it? Someone planted a tree there. So ima yirkan, if the city was there first and the person wrongly planted the tree, Kot says he has to cut down the tree, and the city doesn't have to pay because this person did something wrong. He wrongly planted the tree, and the city was already there. So because of that, he has to cut down the tree and they don't have to pay. The Mishnah continues that if he was there first, so then he cuts down the tree and they do pay him. Right, that's the way the Mishnah concludes. But the Gemara has a kasha between this Mishnah, a steer between this Mishnah and the Mishnah we learned last week. Because last week we learned the Mishnah, the Tanakama said, the Tanakama of Rav Yossi held, that if someone has a well, you're not allowed to plant a tree where the roots can go out and ruin the well. And what happens if you did? The halacha is, you have to cut down the tree, and you get paid for that, you get compensated for it. The Gemara is the kasha. Why is it that last week's halacha we learned that you get compensated for having to cut down your tree according to the Chachamim, which by the way we don't hold like we said last week, and over here we say you don't get compensated. Let's see it inside. Maishno gabi bar. Why did we learn last week by the well? Diktoni, the way said kotzis venosin damim. It says that you cut down the tree and the owner of the well has to pay you the compensation. And maishno achah. Why over here, where the trees within 25 amas of the city wrongly planted there, Diktoni, the way the Mishnah says, Kotzitz, you have to cut it down. Ve'ena nasin damen. And you don't have to pay for that. So Amar Rav Kana, Rav Kana says there's a difference between when you're dealing with a lot of people and when you're dealing with one person next door. Kidra, de'ei shutvi, l'chamim l'kariva. It's a famous halacha that if you have too many people involved in charge of any corporation, of any business, if there's more than one person in charge, they'll always leave it for the other one to do all the work. and because of that, nothing will ever get done. The way the Gemara translates a pot where there's two cooks will not be too hot, it won't be hot or cold, because everyone's waiting for the other one to do the work. That's Kidur de Beishutri, the Chamim Lakrim, a famous concept of the Gemara. It's not good to have two people in charge of the same thing. So over here, what's going to happen? I'm a chuyev to cut down my tree. Now the people in the city have an obligation to pay me. Who's the one that's going to pay me? I'll go to Reuven, he's going to say, well, you know, Shimon's really in charge of that committee. Now go to Shimon and say, no, Levi's in charge. Levi Yehuda's in charge. So I know whenever I'm going to be dealing with such a situation where I have to find the person who's in charge and everyone can pass the buck to someone else, I never get my money. So what am I going to do? I'm not going to bother cutting down my tree, because I know if I cut my tree down, I'm going to have a monetary loss and I'll never get paid. So because of that, the Mishnah Paskins, you don't get paid. You have a halacha, you have a knas, you put your tree in there wrongly, so the halacha is you have to cut it down, and you don't get paid, even though under normal circumstances you should get paid, because, like the case of the well. Right, that's the Gemara's first teretz. The Gemara then asks, what was the kasha to start with? My kushya, Dilma Shani, Zekhid Rabbim, Zekhid Yach, same simpler teretz. And this is the maskana of the Gemara. Last week's halacha, where I was just next door to a private individual, and I wrongly planted my tree according to the Tanna Kamma, so the Tanna Kamma holds he has to compensate me for that. But over here, where I wronged the whole city, I wronged the public, in that case I have to write the damage that I did, and I don't get compensation because here I hurt the whole public. That's the maskana of the Gemara. Now based on this Gemara, these posts from Chavdas Yaakov, Mishpia Torah, in addition to this kasha they had from Rav Yanai, they see another svara over here, a difference between when you're dealing with a private individual and when you're dealing with the public. When you're dealing with a private individual, so there we say, it's a hezek of a yachid, I'm damaging only one person, it's not so terrible. In that case, the Chachamim say, okay, I'll have to cut it down, but I'll get compensated. But if I'm damaging a whole community, so then I have to cut down the tree and I don't get compensation. Right? That's what we learned. So the same thing will be if my tree is extending over my neighbor's yard, so he's allowed to cut down the tree, those branches I mean, and to prevent the damage, but he has to do it himself, I don't have to do it. But maybe when my tree is going over the street, over the sidewalk where everyone walks by, over there, maybe I have the obligation to cut down the tree myself because I'm damaging the public. And not only that, maybe we could use that svara of the too many cooks spoil the broth, because over there also, what am I going to do? I'm going to leave it up to the passersby to cut down the tree? Well, everyone will say, look, I could duck and let the other person do it, let the other person do it. It'll never get cut down. So maybe that's another reason why we should be mechayiv, the owner of the tree, to take away those damaging branches, so potential damaging branches, in order to solve that issue, because the passersby won't, they'll keep on passing the buck to the next one. So we have these two problems with our original thesis, that we thought that the halacha should be, if my tree is extending over the street, it should be the same thing as extending next door, because first of all we have Rav Yana himself cut down the tree, and he demanded that other person to cut down his tree. And we have this svara from this halacha about this keeping the tree away from the city, that there are, we see that there's a difference between a public nuisance and a private nuisance. There's a difference when you're relying on the public to do something and when you're relying on only one person to do something. That is what all these contemporary poskim, the Chalkas Yaakov's the earliest one, but after that it's all people that are contemporaries poskening that there should be a difference. Before we try to see the other side, let's just go through this halacha. You know, once we started this halacha about planting a tree in a city, how's that apply nowadays? Right, you know, everyone plants trees in their house. We all have trees in our houses, in front of our houses. We're in the middle of the city. Right? There's a halacha that the trees are supposed to be outside. So why don't we worry about that halacha? So the Rishonim pretty much all say, Rashi says, why you have to do this, it's Ein Zu Teferes Eretz Yisrael. It's not nice that Eretz Yisrael should have trees in the middle of the city. put the trees on the outside. Based on this, the Nemukah Yosef says it's Hilchos Alemeshicha. This halacha doesn't apply nowadays. It's going to only apply in the times of Mashiach. The Masisin Eretz Yisrael, Mari. This Mishnah is talking about Eretz Yisrael. Mishum Noya Yehoyer is talking that the city should be beautiful. And we don't care about Chutzlars. We don't care if Baltimore or other cities in Chutzlars don't look so beautiful. Alavai, we should go to Eretz Yisrael. And in our time in Chutzlars should not be so pleasant. That's halacha Maisa, the Shulchan Aruch in the Bedek HaBayis. On the tour, right? Beis Yosef has his ha'aris called Dedek Habayis. So in this simon, he says, not only doesn't apply in Chutz La'aretz, it doesn't even apply in Eretz Yisrael nowadays, because Eretz Yisrael belongs to the Goyim because of our Aveirus, and until we're zocha to get Eretz Yisrael back, this halacha doesn't apply. Now, has his prophecy proven wrong nowadays? We seem to have Eretz Yisrael. And maybe it should apply, but I think he would say that nowadays also, as much as we think we have Eretz Yisrael, we know that we can't do too much in certain places unless the international community lets us, unless the United States lets us. We really don't have much control in the Makom HaMikdash. We can't even walk there if we wanted to, if we were allowed to, because the Goyim won't let us. So I'm not sure if this would be different nowadays, but these Rishonim are saying that this is Hilchos LeMashiacha, it doesn't apply nowadays. Now with this we also understand another issue, because last week we learned that there's a machlokes between Rav Yossi and the Chachanan. Right, the Tanakhama said if you plant a tree next to a well, the owner of the well has the right to force you to remove the tree. And Rav Yossi said, no, you can plant the tree, you just have to remove the branches, the offending branches. Over here, the Mishnah says simply, you have to cut down the tree, and Rav Yossi's quiet. Why didn't Rav Yossi say, well, you know, when you planted the tree, it didn't cause any damage yet. It's only going to be much later that you'll have these roots growing or the branches growing over. Why didn't he say that it's okay? And the answer is because here we're not talking about necessarily a real hezek. We're not talking about the damage that someone's going to trip over the roots or someone will walk into the tree. We're talking about noi. We're talking about aesthetics. We're talking about Eretz Yisrael should look beautiful, and that Rav Yossi agrees. Rav Yossi, there's nothing to do with Allah Nizik Lahakhir Khasatma or the Mazik Lahakhir Khasatma. This is Allah. How do you make Eretz Yisrael beautiful? And this, everyone agrees that a city's beautiful when there's no trees in the middle in the way. The trees go surround the city. So that's why over here there's no machloks between Rav Yossi and the Chachanim. Everyone agrees that you have to keep the trees far away. And if you didn't, you have to cut down the tree. You know, no such thing as saying, well, let them work it out. This is Allah that everyone will agree with. On the other hand, though, the halacha doesn't apply nowadays, because the halacha only applies in Eretz Yisrael when it's under the control of Bnei Yisrael, but otherwise it doesn't apply. The Sma says this, Beferish, the Sma says, why is it the Shulchan Aruch didn't pass in this halacha? Right? We quoted in Bedek HaBayis, the Beis Yosef, in his Pirush on the tour. But why is it that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say this halacha? So the Sma says, HaMechaber Hishmit Oso HaDin, the Mechaber left out that din, it doesn't apply in Chutz La'aretz. He's not saying so far that it won't apply in Eretz Yisrael, but that's what the Poskim said. Just an interesting Chassam Sofer asks, why doesn't the Rambam say this halacha? The Rambam does bring down halachas that are only nogeh when Mashiach comes. It's filled with halachas of karbanos, halachas that apply Mashiach. The halachas apply only when Mashiach comes. Why did he leave out this halacha? So the Chassam Sofer says very interesting. He says that we paskin like Abba Shaul. Abba Shaul said that this halacha applies to any tree that does not produce fruits, any Ilan Srak, any barren tree. That type of tree you're not allowed to plant in near a city, right? The Tanakhama said it's a regular tree is 25 amas, a sycamore tree is 50 amas. We paskin, like Abba Shaul says, any barren tree you have to keep 50 amas away from the city. But we know from the Medrash, Rashi brings it, that when Mashiach comes, there's not going to be such a thing as a tree that's barren. The world's going to be perfected at that time. And what good is having a tree if it doesn't produce fruit? That's only now because of the chait of Adam and Rishon, they're trees that don't produce fruit. But in the future, all trees will produce fruit. Like the Gemara says that we won't have to anymore plant wheat and harvest it and thresh it and all the different lametes malachas are latusa et aklala. In the future, the Gemara Ksuva says, rolls will grow on the tree. You'll just go and pick your bread from the tree. You won't have to go through all these different malachas. So same thing, there won't be any barren trees anymore. So because of that, Chassam Sofer says the Rambam had no reason to put this halacha in. It doesn't apply nowadays, because nowadays we're in chutzlars, we're in golos, and there's no halacha to beautify chutzlars or Eretz Yisrael when it's not under our control. Why didn't he put it? Because in the times of the Mashiach it'll be nogeya, but in the times of the Mashiach it won't be nogeya either, because there won't be such a thing as a barren tree. All the trees will grow fruits. So that's why Chassam Sofer says the Rambam didn't pass in this halacha either. So anyway, that's this halacha, machikin yilam in ha'ir, and we just learned that it doesn't apply nowadays, so we don't have to worry about planting a tree, and it doesn't look good because it's within the city. That halacha only applies in chutz la'aretz. But let's go back to the halacha that does apply nowadays, and the halacha called public nuisance. You have your tree that's branching out over the street, over the sidewalk, knocking people down, or scratching the cars going by. What's the halacha? So, certainly, we saw that the person who's passing by has the right to take his shears and cut off the offending branches. Just like we learned last week, the person who has a tree hanging, his neighbor's trees hanging over his fence, is allowed to cut off the branches that are truly hurting him. Once again, we said, if it's just you don't like the look of it, you have no right to cut it down. Right? It means that it really bothers you, it's really hurting you, it's blocking the air from coming in your house, it's dropping too many leaves on it, it's the roots are coming into your breaking your well, or stopping your plow from going. It has to be a real reason. So same thing over here, if the tree is going out on the sidewalk and you have to walk by and you get your feet muddy, or you're afraid that you won't see it in the dark and you'll hit it, so then you certainly have the right to cut it off. If it's just that you don't like the idea of the chutzpah, he has this tree going into the street but there's a 10 feet wide sidewalk and you just don't like the principle of the thing that his tree is going over, you have no right to cut it down. It has to be that it's really a public nuisance, not that you just don't like the idea of it. So that's for sure you have the right to do, and it would seem that's where it ends based on the context of the halacha that we learned last week, is following that halacha. However, we had this maisa with Rav Yanai. Rav Yanai went and Rav Yanai cut down the tree himself. He didn't say, let them worry about it. He cut it down himself, and he paskin for the other person that he had to cut it down himself too. And the svara these poskim are saying is because there's a difference between a private nuisance and a public nuisance. A private nuisance, you don't have to worry about yourself. Let them worry about it. Let that person worry about it. But if it's a public nuisance, so then, either because it won't get done through too many cooks over there, or because just the fact that it's a public nuisance, you have to take care of that yourself. However, the Mishkan Shalom, this other contemporary sefer we've been using, he quotes another Me'iri, which is worthwhile reading together. The Me'iri on this sugya of Rav Yanai says like this: Kavar bi'arnu b'perek lo yachpar. We already learned in lo yachpar, on the mission that we learned tonight, al ilan hayotzi l'shus haravim, if a tree is going out into the street, shevashoyin lokus ba'anafav, you're allowed to cut off the branches, al kadesh yavar gomav rochvo, until the camel and its rider go by. Once again, he's saying that it's the parasubai cuts it down, not that rishoyin, you're allowed to cut it down. You're not talking to the homeowner. The homeowner, you say, he has to cut it down. It's the parasubai who are just getting disturbed by the tree. They can cut down enough that they can walk by unfettered. That's what we learned over there, the Me'iri says. Now the Me'iri on the sugya of Yanai says, Talmud Chacham, a Talmud Chacham, af lechachila asur lahamir anachov al derech sheyich shulubo b'nei v'shus haravim. A Talmud Chacham is different though. The Mishnah that we learned in Yachbar and Daf Chav Zayin, that's talking about normal people. But a Talmud Chacham, he has an obligation. It's also for him to keep branches that are yichshulu, that will cause the neishus rabim to stumble, to get hurt. Now why? And that's what Rav Yanai was doing. Rav Yanai sees that people are possibly get damaged from his branches, so he cut them down himself that night. Why did he wait until this complaint came to finally do it? The Me'iri continues, But suppose he thought that people don't mind his tree hanging over the street because it looks nice. It, when they're walking by in a hot day, they have a chance to get a little shade. So then Mamed, he could keep the tree there until they protest. Right, so the Miri sheds a lot of light on this sugya. He's saying that really halacha is like we said. The halacha is that if my tree was planted rightfully, I had the right to plant it, and later on the branches grow, the roots grow, and they start disturbing a private individual or even the public, I don't have to do anything. I didn't do anything wrong. I have the right to plant a tree in my yard. If it disturbs someone, let them get rid of it. Whether it's a private individual or it's the whole public, it's there. If they don't like it, let them cut down whatever is disturbing them. Once again, they can't do more than disturbing them, and it has to really be a nuisance. Not just they don't like the idea of it. However, if you're a Talmud Chacham, so there's a special halacha, Talmud Chacham doesn't want anyone to get damaged. So something that the people could stumble over, the people could stumble, they could get damaged from the branches. So then, a Talmud Chacham, when he knows that the neighbors are complaining, has an obligation to cut down the tree. Why is that? Because a Talmud Chacham has to go with Nimesh Rasadin sometimes. A Talmud Chacham has to do Midas Chasidus. That's a special halacha on a Talmud Chacham. Like, that's the way the Miri understands the Gemara. Based on this, Mishkan Shalom says that now we can understand our Mishnah Lo Yachpor simply again. The halacha and the halacha in Shulchan Aruch. The halacha is, if my branch is going out into the street, I don't have any obligation to cut it down. If the people going by don't like it, let them cut it down. There's a special halacha if you're a Talmud Chacham, and it's really bothering people. So then we see Rabbi Yonai had this hanhaga that he cut down his branches of his tree. Are you going to ask Akasha? Yeah. So then what right
that
he tell the other guy to cut down the tree? I'm the Talmud Chacham, Rabbi Yonai's the Talmud Chacham. What right does he have to make everyone have to do this halacha, to act like a Talmud Chacham? So the Mishkan Shalom suggests that he wasn't forcing the other person to do. He was advising him. He was saying like this: look, the halacha is that the public has the right to cut down the tree. Who do you want pruning your branches of your tree? Do you want those angry passers-by, those vicious, malicious people, the cowards who cut down the trees in the middle of the night? Do you want them cutting it down, or do you want to take out your nice pruning sickle, whatever, and cut it down yourself? So that's what Rav Yonai was telling him. Rav Yonai said, look at my tree. They have a legitimate complaint. I'm a Talmud Chacham, so I did it myself, because it's really I'm a Talmud Chacham. I have to go to the Mishra Sedin, I have to do beyond the letter of the law, so I cut it down myself. But you don't have to do it if you don't want to, but you should know that the public's going to do it. They're going to come with their hacksaws and beat it to death, knock down those branches that are in the middle of the way. So I'm advising you that if you want to protect your tree, cut it down yourself. But in Achinami, if you don't want to, you don't have to. And this halacha that we had learned from the Gemara on Chavdalit about the tree that's going in the city, you know, whether it's Hazeka the Rabbim, that's only Nogeya when it's affecting the status of the city. There's halacha in the times of when we were in Eretz Yisrael. So then there was halacha that we shouldn't do something that's going to the Chacham were very nervous that Eretz Yisrael shouldn't look messy. So there they said this halacha that let the owner cut down the tree himself. But that doesn't apply to nowadays in Chutz La'aretz. It's just something that could be a nuisance. So let the people that are getting bothered by it, let them cut it down. So summing up, it seems la halacha, you know, it's hard to be machriya. You have all these contemporary poskim aren't saying that way, but the pashtas of the Gemaras and the Shulchan Aruch. If you were writing the Shulchan Aruch, if you were writing Mishnayos, you wouldn't have written one Mishnah saying Kotzeitz, meaning that the person being disturbed can cut it down, and the next Mishnah you say Kotzeitz, you have an obligation as the owner of the tree to cut it down. But that's not the way you would do it, so why should we assume Rabbeinu HaKodesh to do it like that? Why should we assume that the Mechaber and the Shulchan Aruch use the same Lashon in two halachas, one after another, meaning different things? So assuming that that's the Pashit way to read the Mishnah is to read the halacha. The halacha is the same as last week, for the most part. The halacha is that if your tree is extending out, it was planted legally in your yard, and then through the course of the years, the branches started going out and disturbing the people walking by, and they walk by, they have to get muddy, or they could get themselves scratched up. So it's their business. If they don't like it, they have the right to cut down the tree themselves. They're not the tree, the branches that are sticking out into the Rishas Rabbim. The Gemara says, it's going to happen again in a couple years, so then they'll cut it down again. They cut down whatever is disturbing them at that time. They have the right to do that, and you don't have an obligation to do it. That seems to be the pashtas of the Mishnah and the Shulchan Aruch. What do we do with Rav Yannai? Rav Yannai did it himself. So we have two possible answers which make this week's shiur different than last week's halacha. The one answer is to say that it's completely different than last week, and when we're dealing with the public, you have a responsibility to cut down the tree yourself because you have no right to disturb the public. I let them take care of it. Public is different than private, or they'll never end up doing it because they'll rely on the other person. And this is we was from the Chalkos Yaakov, the Emir Yaakov, Mishpatei Torah, Pitzchei Choshen, also passes this way. There's a difference between a public nuisance and a private nuisance. If we reject that pshat, we have the Me'iri, who's a Rishon, and we are allowed, this way it allows us to keep these halachas parallel, but we do have this one exception, and that is if you want to consider ourselves a Tam HaChacham, if we're a Tam HaChacham, so then a Tam HaChacham will have that obligation to make sure that his tree does not cause any nuisance, his branches don't cause any nuisance, and he will have the obligation, like Rav Yannai, to cut it down. Why didn't Rav Yannai do it right away? That's because he didn't realize that people were disturbed by it. He thought people liked it. But as soon as Rav Yannai saw that people don't like this branch that's going out into the street, so Rav Yannai, being a Tam HaChacham, immediately cut it down by himself at his own expense, and that would be the exception. So Mimana Shafir is some exception to last week's halacha when we were dealing with the public. Either whenever you're disturbing the public, you have to cut it down. If you ask me, I would say you have a lot to rely on. The Me'iri, the Parshat Shana, the Shulchan Aruch, and the Mishnah say that you don't have to. However, if you ask me, it could be, I'll say you're a Tam HaChacham, and if you're a Tam HaChacham, then once again, you would have to do something to prevent the public from being damaged.